brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. People want to talk about every subject you can imagine out there. Frank's listening on 840 AM KCBC. We're going to go to him coming up here in a few minutes. Jim, and they're listening on InfoWars.com audio streams. We're going to talk to Bruce. We're going to talk to Eric. We're going to talk to Christopher. Because I'm just doing open phones, whatever topic you want to bring up. I already covered this, but, man, I tell you, it is chilling to read these quotes that I saw in an RT article. Then we put in an article, Michael Hastings, friend of Michael Hastings, says he was working on biggest story yet about CIA, and we have that Fox News clip. But then in the RT article, and we have this in detail in our article on InfoWars.com, Michael Hastings' wife vows to, quote, take down whoever did this. And that's reportedly what Sergeant Joe Biggs told Fox News, Megyn Kelly, that something didn't feel right. And then you have witnesses saying, you know, they heard an explosion, looked like it blew up. The fact that he was saying it was going off the radar, yeah, you can't criticize anybody for saying this is suspicious. You can't. You'd have to be crazy not to say it's suspicious, like Pat Tillman. And I talked to his brother pretty soon after it happened, and he wasn't ready to come on the air at that time. My producer talked to him, and then I got handed the phone and got to talk to him. But they were like, we think more happened. We think it's a cover-up. And then it came out. The coroner wouldn't lie, the Army coroner, a colonel, lieutenant colonel, and said he was killed up close with a three-shot burst in the front of the head. And so, I mean, again, we got criticized then for saying, could this have been some type of assassination? Bare minimum, ladies and gentlemen, they lied about it, said he was charging a machine gun nest. And it was McChrystal involved in that cover-up. But he was working on this big story. They put up this other story that he was investigating Kelly, who might or might not have supposedly, you know, been about to have a relationship or something with Petraeus. It's a total distraction, in my view. And the wife of Michael Hastings has come out and said that he was not working on that story. It was the CIA, and it was the biggest thing ever. So we are going to have one of his friends pop in at the bottom of the hour. I'll leave that as a surprise. In the meantime, we're going to go to break here in a moment because this is a short little segment. Come back and go directly to your calls, Jim and Frank and everybody else that I just mentioned earlier. But, you know, they're now in the news telling us, give up all your rights if the terrorist will get you. What about the corrupt interests that run the government? Aren't they the big threat historically? Eisenhower told a university commencement speech, I've read the quote on air, getting back to Eisenhower, that you can have total security, but we'll have to put you in prison, to paraphrase the quote. And that's basically paraphrasing what Thomas Jefferson said and Benjamin Franklin. They all said, those that give up liberty for supposed security deserve and will get neither. You don't ever get security, especially long-term, giving up your rights and becoming dependent. You become a slave. And what we have is a bunch of corporate special interests that want to continue wars. That's why they give the last generation of weapons to all these foreign governments that we develop, like China and Russia and even North Korea got reactors. So then there can be a threat, and we've got to have this big military-industrial complex to fight that. And it just goes on and on and on. And now, millions of dollars per city for robots, for non-existent bomb events, and just and all the movies are about martial law, and now they're using the NSA to go after whistleblowers. I mean, this is unprecedented. It has a name. It's called organized crime takes over the government, and the name of that is tyranny, tyrannus. Maximus is where we're going. The greatest tyranny the world has ever seen. The maximum corruption. Phone calls and a special guest in the third hour, straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to go right to your phone calls. For the next two segments, then we have a special guest who was good friends with Mr. Hastings, who blew up joining us, unfortunately. Very sad. A really good reporter. I mean, that clip where I played yesterday where he, before he died a few days before, he was on TV and he said, the press has to organize against tyranny. We have to stand up. The government is trying to destroy free press in this country. If the press doesn't stand up for itself, nobody will. And then I'm going to do at least 30 minutes of overdrive today with our guests that are with us for the next 2 days, James Lane and Richard Grove. And they're going to be with us tomorrow in studio as well because I've kind of moved them into overdrive today. They're down here visiting. They're the makers of the new film that we're pre-selling. And we're going to premiere on PrisonPlanet.tv. But the DVD and the Blu-ray of State of Mind is an amazing film that I'm in and a bunch of other people even more knowledgeable than I am are. Very, very powerful. We're going to be talking about that some in the next hour. Right now, let's go to Jim in New Hampshire. You're on the air. Welcome, Jim.
Hello, Alex. Love the show, and I wanted to make a point about the use of encryption, and that we should really be considering this as a way of helping thwart the NSA's spying on domestic spying. I think one of the things that, there's actually two technologies out there that I want to quickly mention. One is just encryption in general, which actually, as Snowden mentioned in his question and answer, it's actually a really effective way to prevent someone from intercepting your messages.
Well, don't they? I mean, isn't the best system not even encrypting it yourself, but those systems that slice it up 1,000 different ways and then recombine it on the other end?
Exactly. Yeah, there are systems that do that. So I'm a software engineer, so that's my background. And yes, there's a whole bunch of encryption. There's actually different methods of encryption, different systems out there. But basically, I just want the users here to know, start using it, start looking into it, start researching it. Whatever encryption you decide to use, this will help. This will help in that we will have...
Sure, because, they can still crack it, but they have to sit there and mess with it and put it through different filters. And if there's hundreds of different types of encryption being used, then it's going to gum up their works.
Exactly right. They can still crack it, but, frequently, even the simplest of some of these algorithms can take, years sometimes to crack it, even simple methods.
But also, you can use things like StartPage... and other free search engines, so you're through a proxy, so that you're not just volunteering to go right to the corporate NSA and just give them everything.
And actually, you're making my next point for me. That's exactly what I was going to say. StartPage is a great, anything that hides you from Google and hides you from the powers that be, that's a great place to start. Also, look into peer-to-peer networks. P2P networks use disperse the network traffic around so that you can't track people as easily. But the unfortunate part is we shouldn't really even have to do any of this. We should really, we should be able to communicate without thinking anybody's listening to us.
And again, it's not that you're hiding something. Why do you lick the envelope with snail mail so it doesn't fall out, so people don't read it? And it's not that you're hiding something if you're sending your grandmother some photos of a picnic or something, because she asked for them. That's what my grandma is always asking for, is photos of trips and things. She loves photos. She's almost 90 years old. But it's nobody's business. I mean, why do I have walls on my house? Why isn't my house glass? I mean, what do I have to hide? Nothing. I want to be able to walk around, at midnight in my underwear. And I don't think my neighbors want to see that either. I don't look like Kate Upton. So good points. I appreciate you calling in. I better not make Kate Upton jokes. Because never mind. Let's just go ahead and talk to Eric in Pennsylvania. No, wait. He wasn't next. I apologize. Frank on Obamacare, listening on 840 AM KCBC in Cali. You're on the air, Frank. Thanks for holding.
How you doing? First time caller, Alex. The first thing, you're the greatest American I've ever known, and my prayers are with you for you and your warriors.
Oh, my goodness. Please, come on.
We have nothing to fear but fear itself. Obamacare, H.R. 3200-1001, speaks of this implantable chip. It's going to have your name, your phone number, your bank account, your dog's middle name. And
well, let's be technical. It does fund... In Obamacare, it cuts funding for all the surgeries and stuff you need and lets government tell your doctors what to do. And it's written by insurance companies to jack up prices and cut quality of care and bring in the death panels, which they now admit they have. But it does fund implantable microchips in the body. And now some say that means they can make it happen, but it does fund it. And it has this hub system that under law forces all your data illegally to give it to all these federal, state, and corporate groups. So it's also a big NSA thing.
Yeah, and another thing, our brains are also on radio waves. So once you get that chip, can't they control our minds too? I mean, am I going
well, I mean, to
board?
Be specific, DARPA admits for about 50 years they can put out different wavelengths that calm people or make them agitated. Just like loud sound can make you agitated or nails on a chalkboard. But this is different harmonics they have. And there is a lot of that going on. Most of it's classified. But the existence of it is there. Generally, it wouldn't be a chip they put in you to control your mind. They would give you a vaccine that had a synthetic biological nanotech engineered virus, which they already have, that goes in and destroys areas of the cerebral cortex associated with resistance. And they call that the anti-stress vaccine. If you watch the lobotomized biological androids in Disney's The Black Hole, they're not having any anxiety because they've been lobotomized. I mean, if you watch The One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest that accurately shows what a lobotomy's like, these are more of a slight lobotomy. And there's evidence they've already been testing it on the public, where people just can't get upset, but they can still be ordered around and told what to do. But the public's already like that without the brain-eating vaccine, as I dub it. I have a whole video on that. Just Google brain-eating vaccine. They're already like that to a great extent, just from TV and culture. They're taught to shuffle around, just kind of muffling, stumbling through life, because they've been spectators their whole life, wired like Plato's allegory of the cave, to just watch the images on the wall, not to actually be part of the real world.
Wow. All right. That's it, man. Can I plug a book? Is that possible?
Absolutely. You're on the air, brother. We don't screen
all
your calls.
Right, man. Conspiracy 101. Amazon.com has a list of everything that you need to get started and find out the truth.
Sure. Are you listening to us on 840 AM right now?
You got it, brother.
Well, that's awesome. I thought they were only carrying us on the weekends.
No, they got you 9 to 12, man. And right now, that's all I can afford, and I'm so happy to hear.
Yeah, that's a big station.
Yeah, it's great, man.
Well, I tell you, I mean, it's awesome how many stations put us on the weekend, and then we're weekdays in major cities all over the country, Chicago, San Diego, Dallas, but the problem is, take Orlando. We were on there 1 year. The station went from like number 8 or 9 in the ratings to number 1 with my show. And Mancal before me, they put us both on. And then they just changed formats. And it's like, man, being number 1 on a station up against 50,000 waters, a 10,000 water. And I've done that over and over again. It's like being number 1 is not enough, folks. And I'm not like wanting to beat Rush Limbaugh either. It's just that we destroyed him. And it was in the news. It was in radio magazines that I've gone up against. And I'm not up against Limbaugh on purpose. This was the slot I was offered in 1998. They said, you want to go weekdays on this little network? We're putting you here. That's where we have a slot. And I went up against Rush Limbaugh. And they said, yes. And so that's why I'm there. I wanted to be on at nights, quite frankly, because I kind of wake up at night. But I've been up against Limbaugh toe to toe, well, hundreds of times, because, you know, stations come and go over the years. But I mean, there are at least more than 20 occasions that we have come up to him in the ratings or destroyed him. And again, I'm not trying to destroy him via physically, get him off the air. It's just that I will defeat Rush Limbaugh in the free market of ideas. People like this show more than his, and I'm on a little radio network that's now got 1,400 affiliates, not my show, but Genesis has 1,400. That's a conservative number, by the way. So we're not a little network. We were a little network. It's the American dream. It's the idea. People want hardcore libertarian patriot news. They want it unvarnished. And they get it here. And I will destroy all the competition if I'm put on a level playing field. In fact, on a stilted playing field, I'll beat them. But I've never given that chance. The stations always sell. Thank you so much, Frank. Spread the word to all the 840 listeners. Tell everybody on every station you're listening to us. Tell people to tune into your local AM and FMs right now. Let's go take a quick call here. Bruce in Michigan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, I have two practical problems. I wonder if you have answers to them.
Sure, brother, I'll try.
I got a letter in the mail from the Department of Health and Human Services, U.S. Public Health. It's a RTI Project 12800. It says that I've been chosen among 200,000 people randomly by the Research Triangle Institute for a national study on health-related issues. An interviewer will come. I'm reading these three paragraphs real quick here and show you their ID card. Her name is Jill Blondin. It shows a facsimile of the ID card. You do not have to participate in this, but then it says in great big black writing here, every person who chooses to complete the interview will receive $30 in cash. All the information is confidential, assured by federal law, blah, 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 blah. I wonder, what the heck is this thing? Should I just keep them out of the house?
And the people involved in it don't even know this, but RAND Corporation's put out the plans. Others have put out similar plans. They're sending now monthly censuses to some businesses, yearly to everybody else. It's not every decade. It's hundreds of questions. How many guns? How many toilets? I'm going to come back to you and finish answering your other question. But they've got all these corporations, too. just where you're constantly having your door knocked on. You're constantly, we're here to talk to you. We're here to, and then they file it and send it off to the feds. And then they integrate it into databases. So it's called HUMET, Human Intelligence. The CIA now is operating domestically as well. And they're just training you to have people in your business 24/7. This is acclimation.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, the truth is they call it services, and they send you letters, and all these different agencies do, just trying to scare you into answering all their questions. And they've got all these private corporations going around, and now they've got FEMA Corps. These young college and high school students that can't get jobs, paid, in many cases, come into your door asking you creepy questions, then going back and reporting to the cops on you. I mean, they've got the doctors and the public schools on record asking the kids, what guns do your parents have? That's in the news again today. Every authoritarianism that we've seen around the world is coming here. And you know we do it bigger and better in America. Boy, let me tell you. But I don't know the particular group you're talking about. It rings a little bit of a bell. Most of these people are literally just doing a job contracted by the government, as that letter said, and they think they're out helping people. Sometimes, though, they send another group to go match up people that are on disability or other issues to see if you've been telling the truth, and the person coming to interview you doesn't even know why they're coming. They're compartmentalized. In fact, most cases they are. So as a rule, I don't talk to anybody. Police come to my door, and they say, open the door. I'll say, what's it about? And then if they say, we believe there's a robber in the area, have you seen anybody? And I'll say, nope, I have a good day. Now, they say, your dog's running down the street. I'll say, oh, well, thank you, and open the door. If bureaucrats come here, I'm Secret Service, FBI, I just say, I'm not talking to you. You guys have such a history of lying and setting people up. Well, is this true or is this not true? I'm not talking to you. In fact, I've actually before to the FBI said, see my hand? Talk to it. Well, we're going to get a subpoena. Bring it. Talk to my hand. Then I go, hey, you know, the government chips in the narcotics, and I follow them out to their car. And I stand there, they, you know, get in the car and drive off. And I'm just like, you know, take some cancer viruses. Government loves you. You know, because the big lie is I know they're probably good guys. The point is I don't care. I'm done. I'm not playing games. I'm not going to play games with the system anymore. I'm not going to play patty cake anymore. I know the people running it at the top are a bunch of offshore mega banks that folks are stealing Europeans' pension funds that they paid for, private and public. I know that the people who work for the government now are going to have their way of life destroyed as well. So I'm a little bit angry at them that they're victims too, and they're acting all high and mighty to me. When all I do is study this, I know what I'm talking about. I can have top professors on from any discipline, and I know the basics of it, and they're always blown away by it. Not because I'm even that smart. I decided to become an expert on the world. Doesn't mean I don't make a lot of mistakes either, but I try, instead of an expert on football, or an expert on how to act cool at a party with the guys, or an expert on how to pick women up, or an expert on how to go on the best vacations. I decided my life was going to mean something. And I was going to really try to figure out how the universe works from my limited temporal perspective. And I've done it. And I've made a difference. And I'm nobody. I know there are people out there a lot better than I am. A lot of you are. I want you to dare to fight tyranny. I want you to dare to stand up. I want you to get the new issue of the magazine that has 10 bumper stickers in it. You can buy the magazine, the new July issue at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to change the world for good. I don't want to just sit here and take it. Does that answer your question, Bruce?
I think I shouldn't give them an earful, but just say no thank you. And
oh, no, if you give them an earful, if it's a bad group, and I don't know this group you mentioned, then they'll come down on you even harder. It's best to, you have the intel, you give them no intel. You don't give them anything, and then you move. And I don't mean you physically move. It's all about movement is life. Movement is survival. And so it's always be changing, always be doing new things. And don't give them power. If people ever show up acting powerful, they'll try to menace you into groveling, and then that, at a dog-like level, empowers them to then abuse you. If you are very firm and very serious with people and tell them you need to move on to a softer target, predators will move on. To someone who's a victim. And I'm not saying push them off on the next poor sap. Try to get other people around you to not be victims. You know, that's what this broadcast is really all about. People always ask me, what is it at its heart? I don't want to be a victim. I don't want you to be a victim. I want you to live good. I want to build a civilization, whether you live in Mexico or Germany, whether you live in Japan or South Africa, whether you're black or white, I don't care. I want you to be empowered. But when you're not empowered and you're programmed by the globalist, you become my enemy because you are following their programming. So that's it. You either join the human team or you're my enemy. Because you are my enemy. They're coming after us. And I refuse to buy their propaganda. I've broken with them. You understand, folks? And that's a process. I'm breaking with the New World Order more every day. That's how we have victory.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. We have somebody who has courage on the line. He's told the press that everybody else got the blind copy email, the close friends of the associate editor of Rolling Stone, Michael Hastings, everybody that got the email where he was basically panicked, saying, I'm going under the radar. I'm going into hiding, basically. They may raid our offices. They're coming and talking to friends and family, which has been confirmed, and the FBI's been saying they didn't. That's really creepy. And then his car blows up, and from a lot of the military experts we've had on, they say it looks like a car bomb. You get the former national security advisor to three administrations. Richard Clark comes out and says, well, there is remote controlling of these high-tech cars. Well, that's well-known. DARPA has come out and said that's the case. But if you don't look at this as foul play, then there's something wrong with you. I mean, you could say perhaps this really happened. But to say don't look at it, when day one I came out and said to everybody that, hey, we should look at this. I said, I don't know, that Wednesday after it had happened, the day after. I said, I don't know, but if he was working on a big story, a lot of governments go after people. Private corporations go after people. Journalists have always been targeted for hundreds of years. So to say, oh, it's ridiculous, nobody's been targeted, when I've known journalists like Pulitzer Prize winner Gary Webb, they shot twice in the head. And he said he was getting death threats and that he wouldn't kill himself on my show, and they killed him. The D.C. madam, same thing. And so this man has a lot of courage. Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs told Fox News' Megyn Kelly that something didn't feel right. And he went on in a RT article that we have on Infowars.com, Michael Hastings' wife vows to take down whoever did this. That's a quote. That's pretty bombshell. So he joins us now, and I think the best place to start was who Michael Hastings was, how Staff Sergeant Biggs points out in the quotes here that, hey, if this happened to me, Michael Hastings would be sticking up and investigating for me, and that everybody else is too scared to talk. Wow. So wherever you'd like to start, sir, I appreciate you coming on.
Well, thanks for having me on.
You bet. You've got the floor. I mean, tell us whatever you think you should get across to people.
All right. Well, you know, like you said, back in 2008, I was deployed in Sost province in Afghanistan, and my commander pulled me into his office, and he's like, well, we're going to have two embedded journalists, a photographer and a photographer and a journalist, and they're going to follow you around for the next week or so. The next week or so turned into almost about 3 months. And you get to learn a lot about a person in one day of combat, let alone 3 months of being around them. This was his first time in that kind of a situation, too, if I'm not mistaken, actually in Afghanistan doing that. And I was telling people, they were like, well, how was Michael? I was like, he was a fearless guy. I mean, I can remember one day in particular, right around the Pakistan border, we were being ambushed. And as the firefight's going over, I'm looking on, or look over to Michael, and he's looking up. He's like, is it over yet? He's like, is there more? And, like, he just looked excited. Like, he loved his job, and there wasn't a thing to scare him. So when this email comes to me, and, well, from 2008 on, him and I would talk all the time. He'd ask me how I was doing, how, you know, I was telling him I was having nightmares, I was coming back, I was dealing with a lot of stuff, but, you know, some deaths of people over there, and it was just a hard time. And Mike was one of the guys that called me up from day, you know, time to time and check on me. So we built a pretty strong relationship in that sense. And from time to time, he would email me and tell me about stories he was working on and ask me what I thought about this, if he ever wrote about something that had to do with the military. I remember when the story broke on General McChrystal, he gave me a call, and he's like, man, I'm pretty scared, and, you know, I told him, I was like, you got every reason to be, brother. I was like, you just basically got a general of a war fired. I'm pretty sure that doesn't sit too well with him right now. And he went on to just share concerns about how, you know, he knew there was probably a chance that people would be looking into him, and I completely understand that. So last Monday morning, I wake up and I get this email from Mike, and usually the email start off with, hey, brother, how's it going? You know, how's your family? How are you adjusting to civilian life because I'm out of the military now? This time it was just that. Everyone has the email because I released it, you know, saying that he believed the FBI was going to be investigating his colleagues and close friends. And it just didn't seem like something that he normally started the email off with. And when I read it, I just got this horrible feeling. I'm like, something's not right. I immediately called him, and I didn't get an answer. I was like, well, he's probably busy. So I go to school and try to brush it off. I told a few of my friends, like, you know, what do you think about this? I don't think I'm right. You know, what if a friend sent you this email? How would you react? And a lot of them were like, man, that's scary stuff. I don't know what to do. So I go to a work event. I come home, and a friend calls me that night. She's like, hey, did you hear what happened to Mike? And I said, what do you mean? Yeah, he died in a crash. So I jumped on turned on my TV, go on the Internet, started looking up stuff, and sort of watching these videos, and things just didn't add up. You know, first email, then I'm reading that he called the WikiLeaks lawyer, which that I'm not sure about. I know he contacted a lawyer in recent days, but the whole WikiLeaks lawyer, I'm not sure about that. But then the crash, why was there an investigative reporter happened to be filming with his dash cam right as Michael drove by? I mean, who's out filming an empty street at 4 or something in the morning? I mean, all these alarms were going off. My gut feeling from day one, from before it happened, I knew that something wasn't right. There's so many things that added up. And
did Afghanistan and all those years of combat, did that hone your gut instinct?
Yeah. I just anybody who knows someone and they act out of reason, out of like their normal behavior, you know, that should send a red light off to anybody with, you know, that's had a close friend.
Let's talk about and then all the points you want to get into, but let's talk about why you decided to go public. You talked about the rest of the people that were sent the email as close friends and family like yourself are scared. And I know you've had a chance to talk to some of them. Describe how they're scared. And then there's the FBI denying he sent emails and stuff. Meanwhile, you know there was an email, so I guess that's why you released it. Or correct me if I'm wrong. But let's get into they're too scared to release an email that the FBI may raid us, and they're talking to my friends and family. He wouldn't lie about that. And then, meanwhile, I'm going off the radar. That's I'm going into hiding. I mean, I hope I don't say, I'm going into hiding. Look out. And then my car blows up. I mean, wow.
Yeah. I actually emailed some of the people that were on that he sent the names on the email to, some of the people at BuzzFeed. And I said, hey, did you guys get that email? Now he's dead. Does anybody else think this weird? I got one response back, yeah. And I go, yeah, ? That's it. And I waited 5 minutes. And I mean, 5 minutes, you know, after your friend died seems like an eternity. And no one's saying anything. And I'm getting on the internet and I'm like, all right, somebody's got to come out and say something. Someone's got to, I can't be the only person that thinks this is just weird. So I asked my mom, asked some people, and they're like, well, what, you know, I was like, what should I do? And everyone's like, and that's some scary stuff to get into. And I just sat there for a minute and basically said, F it, I'm just going to do it. And Mike would do the same thing for me. He's not going to sit back and roll over. And, you know, I'm not a journalist. I'm not an investigator. I don't know what steps to take. All I know is I lost a friend. I'm pissed off. I want to find out what happened. And like I told his wife and some of his other friends, I'm going to do whatever the hell I got to do to figure this out. And if at the end of the day, it turns out to be an accident, then whatever. But right now, things don't add up to be that way. There's too many unanswered questions that need to be, there's too many just.
Sure. Well, let me tell you when you're really going to wake up. I've been physically attacked by the shadow government. I've been threatened. I've seen amazing things. And so many times, that's why we've got to engage in investigative journalists. And investigative journalism is so you'll find out for yourself how corrupt things have gotten. I mean, look at the NSA being used against the Associated Press. Look at pro-life groups and tea parties being harassed by the IRS. I mean, this government is out of control. It's been persecuting journalists and whistleblowers like no other president before them. And so it's not a stretch to say, hey, he's got the biggest story ever. Tell us about that. I mean, that's in the email, and he also reportedly told his wife that. But specifically, give us what info you have, Staff Sergeant Joseph Biggs here joining us in an in-depth interview, not just soundbites on Fox News. I mean, for me, that's big, too, that I'm on this big story. The FBI is probably going to raid us. They're questioning people. I'm going into hiding. Boom!
Up that email and that happening, there's too many. He was on edge. I mean, everyone that knew him was agreeing. The days leading up, he was very on edge. And like you said, in the subject line mentioning the NSA and the thought that the FBI was questioning his friends and associates, that alone makes the death soon afterwards suspicious.
Let me say this. Let me say this while I have you. I'm begging you to get a hold of his wife, who you know. And believe me, I've studied this. I can put her in contact with national security whistleblowers and people that have really fought the system and won. Whatever she knows the investigation was, she's either got to tell the government, call the FBI, and say, I'm never going to talk about this, or she's got to go public with all of it. And the safest thing is to go public immediately. Do you have any idea what it was dealing with the CIA that he said was the biggest thing he'd ever had?
That's all she knew. She didn't know anything else. She told me. She said Mike would not tell me anything. She said, you know, basically, from the sound of that, it would just be for her own protection.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I was supposed to at the memorial service. This past Saturday, a buddy of mine called me and said, hey, there's a plane leaving in 2 hours. Let's go up there to the service. So I hopped on and flew up to Vermont and stayed at a hotel up there and then went and saw his wife and family and all of them. And, she pretty much came out and said that he wouldn't tell her anything at all. So I don't think you're going to get anything out of her in that sense.
Well, that's good for her. That's good for her because if he told any other colleagues anything, they're all under NSA surveillance, and if this was a hit, which my gut and all evidence says it was, there's going to be more deaths on this.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be lying. I'd be lying if I wouldn't say I wasn't checking my car every damn day, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's because you've lived in the real world. I feel sorry for the sheep out there that don't realize that the press is under attack. Did you see him on the Young Turks shortly before he died, Mr. Hastings?
Yeah, I was just watching that last night.
And he said, we declare war on this corrupt system that's declared war on the press. The press has to stand up together. And they were afraid of that Colonel Travis type attitude. I'm telling you, they were scared of him.
Well, Michael wrote one of his books and read it that he had been told, if we don't like what you write, we'll hunt you down and kill you. So, I mean, that's, for him to say something like that, those are his own words, that's pretty intense.
I haven't read the books, but obviously I need to look them up. You know which one of his books?
I can get back to you on that one. I mean,
I'll search it. Guys, search Hastings' books. There's The Operators, and there's one other. I read part of The Operators online.
Yeah, I'm in the Operators. I don't think it's in that one.
Yeah, no, I've been... Listen. People that haven't gone through this just don't know. I mean, I've had him call up, tell me what I was talking about on the phone just so I know who it is, and then threaten me. I mean, this country is just in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, I agree.
Listen.
With the interview yesterday, though, with Megyn Kelly, I was pretty upset because I was asked that, some topics I wanted to go over, and as soon as I got there, it was just kind of bing, bang, boom. She kind of didn't really give me a chance to, discuss them.
Well, sir, you've got that chance now. You've got, what are the points you want to make here?
Well, I'm no journalist, and I don't know how to go about all this stuff. But, I mean, I reached out to Mercedes-Benz and wrote an email, and I don't know how often they're able to get something like this. But, I mean, one of the things that you need to find out is how often in wrecks with Mercedes, and on top of this, let's remember Mercedes is one of the safest types of cars there is, especially nowadays, that an engine, comes out. And looking at the fire from that, I've been blown up in Iraq and Afghanistan and completely engulfed in flames, but it never looked that bright. I mean, it never looked that big. And I can tell you from firsthand experience from surviving, IED explosions. It was never at that magnitude that car just, spontaneously, just explodes from hitting a tree.
Yeah, I've been told it looks like 5 to 8 pounds of plastic explosive probably underneath the car right where he was sitting or in the dashboard. And they debate whether it was 30 yards up to 50 yards or longer that it shot this.
I've heard up to 100. And another thing is that I want to say that they saw sparks before the impact, and then another person inside their house said that it sounded like a bomb going off. Cars hitting trees don't sound like bombs going off.
Well, plus, I've seen the photos, Sergeant, Staff Sergeant. It looks like it came to rest up against a tree. The witnesses said it blew up in the street and jackknifed, and then basically then was thrown into a tree.
Yeah, well, that's what I think as well. I was talking to one of my buddies earlier. The way the engine's lying, it had to have come out before even being near that tree. I mean, the car's not going to hit a tree, and then the engine... It would have been some kind of mark where the engine had ricocheted off the tree and gone in some direction. Instead, in the same direction of travel before this,
Yeah, that's right. The car, according to three witnesses, blows up in the street. The engine flies out the front down the road. Then it comes to rest up against a tree. If it hit on the side and the engine broke off, which, according to engineers, they say they're so bolted to that frame, it'd be incredibly hard to even break it loose. It would have shot through the fence into the person's house, not the opposite direction down the road.
Yeah. Well, we definitely need an independent expert investigation. And I'd love to try to get a fund to purchase the rest. correct and have it examined by someone. That'd be fantastic on all ends, because I really don't trust the LAPD to be making some sound decisions on something like that. I mean, how do you rule out foul play as a matter of hours?
Yeah, absolutely, sir. And then Breitbart, they announced he died of a heart attack 45 minutes after he was at the hospital. That's never done. The coroner wasn't even there. And then the guy that did the coroner examination died of poisoning a month later. I mean, this is, come on, folks. This is getting insane. Now expanding on this, when did you talk to his wife? I mean, was it at the funeral or via email? Was it at the memorial or via email where she said that I'm going to take down whoever did this?
She, when we were at the service, she pulled me aside and talked to me, and she was like, you know, thanks for having, you know, basically the courage to do this and trying to help out. She's like, you know, I'm definitely, you know, she's basically the way she said it, she's like, I'm going to do what I can to look into this with everything I got. And, you know, when she did it, she put her hand on me, and she just gave me this look, and I mean, she looked like a pit bull, you know, like she is protecting the person she loves more than anything, and she's pissed off. And it was the hardest thing for me to see, just because you could see how bad she was torn up. And it was a horrible, just to see that, you know, that man was loved by so many people. He was a great guy. A lot of people hated him when that story with McChrystal broke. They hated him. But I tell you right now, for the soldier, I got much respect for that man. I respected the hell out of him. He spoke the truth, and he wasn't afraid to tell anybody that. And if they lied, he'd call them out. You know, why all of a sudden is it wrong to be truthful and not stick up for
sure
what's right?
There was a gentleman who went by the name Colonel Six out of Dallas, African-American member of the military, and he would send me all this great info and said McChrystal's going to go down soon and stuff, and then about 6 months later he did, and then Colonel Six said, I've got intel I'm going to give you. This is on record, and then it was in the news the next week. He committed suicide in Fort Worth, and it turned out he was everybody he said he was. Colonel Six was his nickname, and people can look up the guy's full name and everything, but it's just so many people, and I'm not trying to scare people for the globalist. I want people to understand, though, you've had a lot of military investigators killed that investigate missing money. You know, there's so many examples of this, and we need to stand for the free press in the memory of Michael Hastings. And I'll say this, I didn't really know who he, I mean, I knew who he was, but I didn't know if I, you know, really respected him totally or not, because I wasn't sure until I saw interviews he did about the NSA and saying, we've got to come together, you know, the government's coming after us, they're thugs, this is illegal, we've got to organize, you know, for American freedom. It was so powerful, and then I saw other interviews, and it seemed in the weeks, because then I went back and watched more, I went and watched interviews from a year ago, 6 months ago, they weren't the same. 2 weeks before he died, he was doing interviews and was energized with, like, he discovered incredibly bad things. And I mean, did you notice a change in him in those videos?
Last night, I could definitely see a fire under him. He was definitely pretty motivated.
Wouldn't you like to know what he discovered?
I do. I mean, we've just got to, like I said, slow and steady wins the race. This is something that's not going to be figured out immediately, but I've just got to have patience, and I've reached out to people via Twitter, and a lot of people have really come forward and been willing to help me. I got a guy that lives in L.A. who's pretty much expert with the FOIAs. He's already sent one to the FBI, and the FBI has already sent back the letter, and he sent me a copy saying that they've received it, and we'll be looking into it.
Well, listen, all you've got to do is this. You've got to start a defense fund on one of the crowdsourcing sites, or just set up PayPal or something to get the basic money to go out there for like a month. You get his wife to sign a power of attorney to let you get the car. Now here's the deal. I shouldn't even be announcing this on air. They will try to scrub the car, but if you get there and it's had chemicals, extra chemicals sprayed, it's been scrubbed, still you'll be able to find explosive residue. You got to get it to independent forensic people. But here's the thing. I got to warn you. Just like they killed the coroner of Breitbart, I believe this was a car bombing. Understand, you've been in combat, so you're not a wimp. I admire you, and I admire Mr. Hastings. I don't know what I would do in this situation. They will probably try to off whoever goes to try to do samples of that car. I'm telling you, this is serious business. Just like TWA Flight 800, reporters snuck in and got the explosive residue, that it was a U.S. Air Force continuous rod warhead. I had the top general on who blew the whistle, General Parton as well. They arrested the reporters and put them in jail for a long time for breaking into the hangar. So I'm just telling you, this isn't a game, and I know you know that.
Yeah, and like I said before, I'm not making any kind of, I believe this is what really happened right now. Like I said, based off facts, things don't add up right now. So whether he be murdered or it was an accident, I can't rule out the worst that would be him being murdered. I can't rule that out because right now there's no factual proof to disprove that. So
you'd have to be insane to ignore all the things that happened, all the ingredients.
There's going to be so many people out there that they're just, most people, like you said, they just read their news and drink their coffee and go to work and they're happy, and that's all there is, you know, and they go on about it and come back to their homes, they're probably, you know, the white picket fences and everything's all lollygags and happy and all that stuff, but they don't realize that what people go through to really stick up for this country and things like that, and there's a lot of people out there as well that are willing to do whatever they have to do to keep some of their secrets down, so.
Absolutely. Well, I can only respect your incredible courage, sir, and I'd like to continue to get you on as things unfold. And if you need any help investigating this, if the family wants me to, I'm willing to go to Los Angeles. I mean, I'm committed to this. And if they kill me, I want people to investigate what happened to Alex Jones, just like you're doing for your buddy. You know, I believe that Mr. Hastings is, you know, directly in heaven because God loves people that have courage, and God hates cowards. Speaking, if you could talk to Michael right now, Staff Sergeant Biggs, what would you say to him?
That it was amazing to see the amount of people that he affected through his life. I just hope that one day that I'm able to have that much of an impact on people's lives as he did. He was loved by many. He was a fearless man. He was one of the greatest people I've known, and I have unwavering respect for this guy. And like I told his friends and family, I'm not going to sleep on this. I'm committed, and he should know that we're not going to just sit back and roll over, because I know if the roles were reversed, he'd do the same thing for me.
Well, Pat Tillman's brother pushed, and they found out he was murdered.
Yeah.
We've got about
giving up.
Yeah, well, God bless you, man. I really respect you, and that's why I say our military is such great people. Even if these wars, many of them are corrupt and wrong, the people that are doing it, you know, got in for the right reasons and have just done things the average public has no idea how hard it is. And Mr. Hastings was in a war for freedom in this country, and he said that. And I just want to commend you for what you're doing. Staff Sergeant, we got about a minute left. Anything else you'd like to add?
Like I said, if anybody has any kind of information or anything like that, I just, you know, they can contact you, and you guys can get a hold of me, and you can find me on Twitter because everyone has been able to do it briefly.
Give us your actual Twitter account.
@RAMBOBIGGS, @RamboBiggs.
@RamboBiggs. What are your buddies who I know work in explosives in the military? Do they think it looks suspicious?
I haven't talked to many of them at all right now. Just coming back from the service the other day and being bombarded by so much things, finally today I'm going to get a chance to sit down and just try to make some calls and figure some stuff out.
All right. Well, God bless you, and I'll say bye to you right here at the end. We're going to go into overdrive, folks, everybody out there, so stay with us. But pray for Mr. Biggs, and pray for the wife of Mr. Hastings. Pray for everybody, and pray for those BuzzFeed people who better release the info.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.